Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is commemorating the 15th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attack Sunday, when Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked planes and flew them into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. Another plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House earlier today. At the time, the first of the four hijacked planes slammed into the World Trade Center before speaking at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed.
Groups like Al-Qaeda, like ISIL, know that they will never be able to defeat a nation as great and as strong as America. So instead, they try to terrorize in the hopes that they can stoke enough fear that we turn on each other, that we change who we are or how we live. And that's why it is so important today that we reaffirm our character as a nation.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York, where presidential candidates Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton halted their campaigns for the day to pay their respects at Ground Zero. Clinton appeared for a time before being driven away amid reports she was feeling overheated. A time later, she left her daughter's apartment in New York, waving and smiling, but made no comments to reporters. The Trump campaign has attempted to raise questions about Clinton's health, but so far the Trump campaign has not spoken publicly on Sunday's incident. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest, as always. This is VOA News. Muslim pilgrims from around the world are gathering near a hill just outside Mecca Sunday, where the